Good morning and welcome. We're so glad you're here today. Several announcements for this week. Pastor Eric's eyelid and eye nerve repair surgery went well on Thursday. He's at home recovering, but doing so well that he plans to return to the office on Tuesday. But the church office will be closed on Monday for Memorial Day. It's that time again. VBS is right around the corner. So we're seeking donations of supplies and groceries for the week of June 8th through the 12th. If you're interested in donating, there are three ways that you can donate. First one is visit the VBS board to pick up a donation star, which is located in the corner of the gym back there. Second way is you can visit the Amazon registry, and the website is listed in our bulletin. And the third way is to make a financial donation by writing VBS on line 11 of your offering envelope. And we thank you in advance for your generosity. The junior high lock-in at the Outback and the senior high lock-in at St. Martin's are both scheduled for Friday, May 30th. Next Sunday, June 1st, Dan and Amanda Garapi, missionaries in Belize, will be with us. They'll be sharing in both services of worship as well as during the Sunday school hour in the chapel. Okay, the original Kim Walker has it announced.
Original is fine as long as it's not the old Kim Walker. So I'm here on behalf of the summer Sunday school class that will be happening called LIFT, and it is Living in Faith Together. We are hoping to have as many different age groups as we can have join us. The more variety in the age, the better the class will be. We want little ones, we want middle schoolers, we want high schoolers. We want unmarried, we want married, we want everybody to feel like they can join us. I also wanted to note that it is not a class that if you can't come to all the sessions, you will be left out. Each session is a session on its own, so if you can come this week but not next week, that is fine. If you miss 2 or 3 weeks and then are available to come, that is great. Change, we had originally announced that we would begin on June 1st, but because of the missionaries that will be here from Belize, we will not begin until the 8th. So please consider joining us on the 8th and find out what we're going to be doing new this summer. Thank you.
Will you please join me in the scripture litany reading from Psalm 96, 7 through 9. Ascribe to the Lord, O families of nations.
Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength.
Ascribe to the Lord the glory due his name.
Bring an offering unto his courts.
Worship the Lord in splendor of his holiness. Tremble before him, all the earth.
The word of the Lord. Amen.
Let's pray. Gracious and loving God, we gather in your name to worship and to honor you. We come together in this space. We invite your presence among us. Fill this place with your spirit. Soften our hearts and open our ears to hear your voice. May our songs, our prayers, and our reflections be pleasing to you. Draw us closer to you and to one another as we worship in unity and truth. Let this be a time where your name is lifted high and your people are renewed. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. Please stand if you are able and let us sing the hymns of praise this morning. Our first hymn of praise is Precious Lord, Take My Hand, and we can find that on page 5 of your bulletin. And then after a quick introduction by Lynn here on the piano, we will sing Love Lifted Me, and that is found on page 6 of your bulletin. So let us sing Precious Lord, Take My Hand. Let us all pass the peace of our Lord Jesus Christ to each other.
All right, it's children's moment. You guys are all spread out. All right, we're going to get right at it because I don't have a long children's moment, but I have two things I want to show you. So, can I get a volunteer? Okay, I see two volunteers. Now, before you volunteer, I need to ask you this. Do you trust me? All right, let me rephrase this. I need a volunteer that trusts me. All right. And what is your name?
Afia.
Afia, that is an awesome name. I like it. Now, are your mom and dad here? Okay. All right, I know them, so if this doesn't work, I'll be all right. I'm serious. I have towels. All right. So I'm going to do something first, all right? I'm going to have you hold this. Mrs. Roop did this a while ago, and it was awesome. Mrs. Roop always sets the bar way up here, so we'll see what happens. All right, what I'm going to do is I'm going to take a bag full of water, and I'm going to poke holes in it. We're going to see if you get wet. Can we do that? Have you seen this before? You have? See, you're going to tell me if I don't do it right. All right, but first, let's describe what this bag of water is. Let's pretend this is your heart, okay? This is your soul. This is everything that's good in you, all right? And we're going to pretend that these pencils right here are the bad and scary things that we all go through growing up and maybe being as adults. What are some of the things that maybe scare you or that bother you? Is anybody afraid of the dark? Okay. Let's pretend that this pencil's the dark. You know what we're going to do? We're going to pray to Jesus. We're going to have faith. We're going to say, Jesus, I'm afraid of the dark. Will you be with me tonight? Will you be with me if the lights go out? Okay? And so when that darkness comes, You got a little drip, right? But that's that little bit of fear you had, right? Anybody else have a fear? Anybody else scared of anything? Are you ever afraid that maybe if you hurt somebody's feelings and you have to say sorry, they still might be mad at you? Maybe you can say, Jesus, I want you to look at me, okay? Jesus, I'm going to go say sorry to my mom, and please let her just accept my apology because, whoop. Miss Roop, help. All right. Well, see, when Miss Rube did it, she poked a bunch of pencils in and it worked good. But you didn't get real wet, right? But you know what I think happened? I think you took your eyes off me. Okay, so that was supposed to be you poke holes in it and you stay dry. But that's all right, because today we're going to talk about something else that Miss Rube's going to talk about eye to eye. But I have one more thing we want to try. I need all you guys to volunteer, okay? I want you to stand up. All right, spread out a little bit. Now just follow my instructions, all right? I want you guys to close your eyes and stand on one foot and keep your eyes closed. Okay, now stay standing. This time, follow my instructions, all right? I want everybody, we're gonna stand on one foot again, but I want you to keep your eyes open. I want you guys to look at me, okay? All right. Go. One foot. You guys are doing great. Keep looking at me. Wow. Stay strong. You can do it. Five more seconds. One, two, three, four, five. Thanks. Why don't you sit down real quick? Which was easier? With your eyes open? Maybe because you were looking at me, you were focusing on my voice, right? So the lesson that we're going to have today is kind of reminds me of Peter walking on the water with Jesus. You've heard that story, right? What happened?
That Peter had his eyes on Jesus and he was able to walk on the water.
Everybody hear that? Peter, he had his eyes on Jesus and he was able to walk on water. What happened? You're taking my children's room. You just run with it, buddy. What happens when Jesus took his eye, or when Peter took his eyes off him?
Then
he started to sink, right? So kind of like the 1 foot thing we did, and maybe the failed water. When we have those fears, you know, those things maybe going into a test, or maybe you're going to learn to ride a bike someday, if you don't ask Jesus for some help and maybe to clear those nervous feelings, that nervousness gets bigger and bigger and bigger and takes over that spot that we should be focusing on Jesus, okay? So we need to learn to remember to focus on Jesus on everything that we do, okay? All right, I'm sorry I got you a little wet. All right, let's pray. Jesus, thank you for the story of Peter walking on water. And it reminds us that with faith in Jesus, even impossible things can happen. Help us to remember when we feel afraid or shaky that we can trust you. Just like Peter, help us to keep our eyes on you and not be afraid. Amen. Thank you.
Let's pray. Almighty God, we come before you in awe of who you are. You are holy, sovereign, and full of grace. You are our creator and our redeemer. We thank you, Lord, for your endless mercy and for the gift of salvation through Jesus Christ. Thank you for the blessings of this day, for the fellowship of believers, and for the many ways you provide for us, both the seen and the unseen. We confess we have fallen short of your glory. We have said things we should have not said. We've done things we shouldn't have done, and left undone the things that you've called us to do. Forgive us, O God. May we be open to your voice in our lives, that we may see with new eyes and hear with new ears the direction you will have us go. God of compassion, hear our prayers for those whose lives have touched us, those who are in pain, those who are ill, and those who grieve. May we touch their lives through our prayers and actions. Bless this gathering of your people, that we may grow in your love and grace for the purpose to which you have called us. As we continue in a spirit of prayer, let's say together the words that Jesus taught his disciples. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Go ye into all the world and preach my gospel to every creature. Go ye into all the world.
Please stand if you are able, and let us sing the sermon hymn. Our sermon hymn is, I Know Whom I Have Believed, and it is found on page 7 of your bulletin.